So, Lord, this time is yours. I give my tongue, my mouth to you, and let it be for your kingdom's sake and for your glory. Let's talk up for a second, Lord help me, of where we are. I think in Matthew 24:37 and Luke 17:26, it talks about the days that we're in right now, and we're directed, we're instructed that as it was in the days of Noah, so it'll be in those days. I'm reminded of a testimony, I think from Paul Keith, that said that he was taken to heaven one time. He met Paul, and he was so excited to meet Paul, the apostle. But when he started talking to him, Paul was so excited to meet him. Because what we're going through now, it is difficult. It's supposed to be difficult. We were told it would be difficult. And so Paul Keith, I think it was Paul Keith, was surprised at Paul's excitement and enthusiasm at meeting someone coming out of this generation. One of the giants that Israel face and that we face is the spirit of terror. And I think it might be the Cadmonite, I'm not sure offhand, but and fear is part of that. And so I think if anyone in the room understood what's been said tonight with Peggy and others about having fear, that should be expected, because that is one of the principal weapons that the enemy has to dissuade us from moving forward in our walk with the Lord. And at times you'll come to the place, and I have been there, and Anne has been kind of living this, which is both positive and negative, I guess, at times, living with me, as I erupt. Because there are times I've had it. I've had enough. And you know what, spirit of fear? You are not allowed in my body. You are not allowed to oppress me, because I am a son of the Most High, and therefore now I pull out my weapons by the name of Jesus and by his blood. You must go. You have to take authority. So the Lord's reminding me that I was concerned and somewhat fearful a week and a half ago or so. My toe was not healing the way it was supposed to be healing, the way I had expected it to be healing. And you know the tripwire that unfulfilled expectations provide. And I do, it's just a quick understanding. So when I was born with flat feet. So I've had arch supports in my shoes since I had my first pair of shoes, I think. And so since I have to walk with no shoe on and the foot that my toe is bad on, then my arch starts to collapse on my left foot. And then that's really painful. And I understand what Gail's talking about. You get up and it's like, can I make it over there? And over there is only 5 feet. You know, can I get from where I'm standing to over there? So then I put on my shoe on my left foot. And now I'm walking out of kilter, so my knees start to hurt, and on it goes. So I'm familiar with what Gail was talking about. And this week and a half ago, whatever it was, I looked at my phone, I'm looking at the forecast coming up, and it appears that I'm not going to be able to help with snow shoveling around the house or snow blowing or whatever, and that it's going to be completely up to Joe and Ann. And so I said, Lord, you know, I'm going to ask you to move the weather system south. And I heard my spirit, you ask it, you speak to it. That's not my job. That's been assigned to us. And so that's what I did. And frankly, as a confession of my unbelief, I was a little surprised when it moved south. And we're supposed to get a whole bunch of snow that storm. This is 3 storms ago, and we only got 2 inches or whatever it was. And so the thing that's happening, and with a spirit of terror, a spirit of fear, especially fear, we can become deceived about what is really happening around us. So, like Paul said, brothers and sisters, I wish not you to be deceived, but to be clear-headed, right-minded, as it were. And I want to give an example of what I've been experiencing, and then see where the Lord takes it from there. So I was reading Reader's Digest, okay? And there's a nice article in here, and it caught my attention because it's about dogs, and I love dogs. And this is articles titled, Does This Dog Know Whether You Have Cancer? So I'm reading the introduction, etc., and a paragraph says, despite the remarkable success of immunotherapy, CRISPR gene editing, and other recent breakthrough treatments, oncologists' inability to detect some cancers in their early stages remains one of the field's most fatal shortcomings. And I was reading that in the restroom, I'll be honest. And the spirit inside me said, are you paying attention? And I have to confess, I guess I wasn't. Because he directed me, go back and read it again. So I thought, all right. And in the middle of this, I see CRISPR gene editing. Well, that means it's changing your genetics. It's changing your DNA. And as in the days of Noah, because in the days of Noah, there were giants on the earth. There was the Nephilim. And if you read the word about Noah, he was perfect in his generations. So I did a little research, and that word generations there means the type of man or type of nature or the characteristic. It is not generations just as in my my father, my grandfather, and just going generations like that. It's not a genealogy. It is the character or the type of genealogy you have. Is it pure or is it not? Everybody with me still? Is anybody with me?
Yeah, I am.
So part of this deception, as the enemy's trying been working on me, is taking the titles and the descriptions that people anoint themselves with or that others anoint people with and starting to have expectations about those things. So let's not be deceived. Some of the people that we call prophets that are on YouTube or Rumblr or whatever are frankly not prophets. They're prophetic, which is different than being a prophet. And frankly, some that have had the term thrown to them or at them of prophet are actually predictors. So having gone through this election cycle and all that, it's intriguing to me of the people that have adopted and accepted the, from my opinion and my position, the fraudulent person and people that are in the White House claiming to be things that they are not. If I broke into my doctor's office tonight and stole the medical doctor diploma off the wall, does that make me a doctor? No. I can be a charade. I can be a pretender, but I'm not the doctor. So in paying attention to what's going on, as Piggy was alluding to, we have to be really sensitive to the Holy Spirit, because Holy Spirit will tell us when we're watching something or listening to something, are we to continue to do that or not? Some of the people that we reference and that are on these various quote-unquote news media outlets, etc., have their own agendas. Some of those agendas haven't changed from eons ago. Fame, fortune, etc. When someone likes to have something called revealing prophecy or timely prophecy or important prophecy or urgent or all those kind of title words to get you to watch something, And then half the program is reading from their own book. Alarm bells go off in me. This is an advertisement. This isn't a prophecy. So also let's understand what happens when we are deceived. In Deuteronomy 11:16, it says that your heart not be deceived and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. When we choose to accept a lie and become deceived, we begin to worship and serve that lie and the father of lies. Luke 21:8, take heed that you not be deceived, for many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ. I have heard that verse said, I don't know how many times in my, 50 plus years of attending churches at this time. But think of Christ as the anointed one. They don't have to use the word Christ, just that they are the anointed one. In truth, what we're doing here, in truth, there are really only two orders or types of faith in the world. There is the one that says, by the blood of Jesus, you are redeemed and sanctified, and that when you change your address and this natural body falls away, your address is now in heaven. And then there are all others, because all others deny the blood of Christ. So it doesn't matter what ism it is. It doesn't matter of works or other things. It doesn't even matter what the church calls itself. And I use church there, small c, calls itself for that assembly or whatever. It matters, do they have faith and rely on the blood of Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross? In Revelation 3:21, John is seeing and recording, in this case, about Thyatira. And, I went back to Mark. Anne was talking. Let me go back over here, Revelation. One thing about Mark. Okay, I'll say it, Lord. So Mark 4:35. The reason Jesus questioned, where is your faith, is because in Mark 4:35, he said, we're going over to the other side. And if we're going to the other side of the lake or the sea, you must have faith in him that if he tells us we're going to the other side, that he's already arranged to get us to the other side. So now there's this sea storm comes up, etc. And so that's why, why is there little faith? Okay, so he who overcomes and is victorious, I will grant him to sit beside me on my throne, as I myself overcame, was victorious, and sat down beside my father on his throne. Now, this might be something you've never heard anyone say before, and if it offends you, I apologize ahead of time. But I was reading that. It says, he who overcomes is victorious, I will grant him to sit beside me on my throne, as I myself overcame. He who overcomes, as even Jesus overcame. What did Jesus overcome, and how did he overcome? He overcame some of the things that we're facing right now. He was speaking to a generation that the faith believers, as it were riddled with legalism. We're riddled with law. And the works that we look at to try to earn our own salvation, some people say, I pray 20 hours a day. I'm a great intercessor. And that's okay. But then if they're doing that to try to earn their salvation, they've lost the message of the gospel of the kingdom. They've lost the king. And that becomes self-fulfilling, that they're doing that just in order to earn their own salvation and to be worthy, as it were, of eternal life. Let's be clear. One of the objectives of the new Sodomites is eternal life. But they've chosen to ignore the blood of Jesus Christ, and they've chosen technology and gene editing, DNA editing, to achieve that. And I'm not going all that direction at this point, but so what ought we to be doing? We shouldn't be surprised about where we find ourselves, and that we look outside and we say things are getting worse and worse. 2 Timothy 3:13, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Now, this is something that I have to deal with my own self on, because my soul nature is, I want them to pay. I want revenge. I want the people that have killed my forefathers to pay for that sin. Okay? And when I say, and you might say, well, John, what are you talking about killing your forefathers? We are only scratching, We are only scratching the surface for both the duration and the depth of the wickedness in our land and how long it's been here. Okay? In Genesis 3:17, this is the Laodicean church, that's us. And the record is, for you say, I am rich, I have prospered and grown wealthy, and I am in need of nothing. But you do not realize and understand that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. And that's true. We have gone through the past 100, 150 years in this nation, and we were lazy enough to not go after the things that were being stolen from us until now, to the point where we are fighting for our existence, as it were. And I know we're not fighting with swords and guns, et cetera. We're fighting evil. We're fighting the spirits of this age. Proverbs 4:18, the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. The light in Genesis 1:4, I believe, God created the light, that there be light. But he didn't create the sun and the moon, which are capsules or bearers of light in the word, until 2 days later, or is it 3 days later? So the light that's talking about has nothing to do with visible light. It has to do with the life force of God. God is light. And when we talk about death, is separation from God. So I believe that as the path of righteous is like the light of dawn. Now that's interesting, because in the dawn, the word for dawn is cosmos. It is God's order. It is the opposite of chaos. So the path of righteousness is the light of God, which causes a growing level of godly order, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. There's no question that we shall, and you all remember, you know, I'll talk about this again and again, different people, but the word shall is a declaratory word. The word will is a permissive will, or a permissive word. So we declare and decree things, the word should be shall, but not and not will. So there's no question that we shall shine brighter and brighter until full day. In Proverbs 15:28, the heart of the righteous studies to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. The studies to answer is twofold. You know, the word is both logos and rhema. As we ask Holy Spirit, should I be watching this? Should I be listening to this? Is this feeding my spirit or is it feeding my soul? Is this what you want me to be doing right now, Lord? Is what you want me saying right now? All those type of things, if we listen to the Holy Spirit, he's going to be directing us. He's our comforter. He's our counselor. And I find that as certain Christians have had to back away or start to rationalize and reason why President Trump isn't sitting in the White House right now, I also find that some of their programming agenda has changed. So that's just a warning and an alert for those that have ears. Well, I think we've covered a lot of different things there. Any questions? Any comments?
Yeah, for anyone who was taking notes, one point you said Genesis 3:17, but you really meant Revelation.
Oh, did I? Okay, yes, thank you. Revelation 3:17. Thyatira is not in Genesis 3:17, although it's referenced in Genesis, but not 3:17.